Black Rednecks and White Liberals, an insightful summary. Chapter 1, What's Black Rednecks and White Liberals? Black Rednecks and White Liberals is a collection of essays by economist and social theorist Thomas Sowell, published in 2005. In this book, Sowell explores various social, cultural, and economic issues concerning race and ethnicity in America, particularly focusing on the implications of cultural influences on the Black community and the perspectives of white liberals. Key themes. 1. Cultural influence. Sowell argues that many behaviors and cultural patterns attributed to poverty and racial identity in the Black community can be traced to historical and cultural factors, primarily the influences of Southern white culture rather than systemic racism alone. 2. Historical context. The book discusses the historical migration of Southern Black families to Northern cities during the Great Migration and how cultural remnants from their past influence their social behavior and attitudes. 3. Critique of liberal policies. Sowell critiques welfare policies and liberal social programs, claiming they often do more harm than good by perpetuating cycles of dependency rather than fostering true economic opportunity. 4. Racial dynamics. The book addresses the dynamics of race relations in America, noting that both the Black and white communities have complexities that are often oversimplified in broader societal discussions. 5. Education and achievement. Sowell argues that educational achievements do not solely depend on race, but are also significantly influenced by family structures, cultural values, and individual choices. Purpose of the book. Sowell aims to challenge prevailing liberal narratives about race and culture, providing a different viewpoint on historical and contemporary issues affecting African Americans and other ethnic groups in the United States. He emphasizes the importance of personal responsibility, cultural values, and the impact of historical context on current social issues. Overall, Black Rednecks and White Liberals is provocative and intended to spark discussions about race, culture, and the effectiveness of government interventions in socioeconomic disparities. Chapter 2, The Background of Black Rednecks and White Liberals. Black Rednecks and White Liberals is a book by economist and social theorist Thomas Sowell, published in 2005. The work explores various themes related to race, culture, and social class in America, specifically examining the historical and contemporary issues surrounding African Americans and their socioeconomic conditions. Social context and historical background. 1. Civil rights movement. The book was written in the context of post-civil rights America, a period marked by the struggles for racial equality, social justice, and the implications of governmental policies intended to address those inequalities. Sowell engages with the legacies of the civil rights movement while critiquing modern approaches to racial issues, particularly affirmative action and welfare policies. 2. Welfare state. Part of the socio-political environment surrounding the book's publication involved the significant expansion of the welfare state during the 20th century. Sowell argues that certain welfare policies have, in some cases, contributed to socioeconomic problems in African American communities rather than alleviating them. 3. Cultural identity. Sowell contrasts cultural behaviors and values among different racial and ethnic groups, particularly focusing on the cultural legacy of African Americans stemming from the Southern Black culture, which he describes as redneck culture infused with certain traits derived from historical experiences of oppression and poverty. 4. Political discourse. The early 2000s saw intense political discussions around race, including the election of Barack Obama and debates about systemic racism. Sowell's views often position him in contrast to mainstream liberal thought, advocating for personal responsibility and critiquing notions of systemic barriers solely based on race. Author's original intention. Thomas Sowell wrote Black Rednecks and White Liberals with the intention of challenging conventional narratives surrounding race and culture in America. His goal is to 1. Debunk myths. He aims to debunk what he considers myths about race relations in America, such as systemic oppression narratives that overlook individual agency and cultural factors. 2. Cultural analysis. Sowell provides a historical analysis of the cultural behaviors among various groups, suggesting that socioeconomic outcomes are influenced more by culture and choices than by race alone. 3. Critique liberal policies. the author critically examines liberal policies and their unintended consequences, arguing that they often fail to provide the intended benefits to the very groups they aim to help. 4. Promote dialogue. By bringing forth these arguments, Sowell seeks to promote a deeper dialogue about race, culture, and policy, encouraging readers to question prevailing assumptions and consider alternative perspectives on social issues. Overall, Sowell's book aims to present a contrarian view to commonly held beliefs about race in America, focusing on the importance of cultural heritage, individual choices, and a critique of social welfare policies. Chapter 3 quotes of Black Rednecks and White Liberals. Black Rednecks and White Liberals quotes as follows. Here are some notable quotes from Thomas Sowell's book, Black Rednecks and White Liberals. 1. On cultural differences. The welfare state has created a culture of dependency that has destroyed the work ethic in the Black community. 2. On historical context. The culture of the Black rednecks in the South was shaped by poverty and deprivation, but it was not solely about race. 3. On social policy. Many social policies that were designed to help the Black community have instead perpetuated its problems by undermining the family structure. 4. On racism and blame. Racism is not the sole cause of the problems faced by Black Americans. Many of these issues are self-inflicted. 5. On intelligence and achievement. Differences in intelligence cannot be ignored. They play a role in the disparities we see across racial and ethnic groups. 6. On liberal guilt. Much of the liberal agenda is rooted in a misplaced sense of guilt rather than a genuine understanding of the issues at hand. 7. On education. The failure of the education system in minority communities is not solely the fault of the schools, it's a reflection of the priorities of the community. 8. On the effects of government intervention. Government intervention often complicates the solutions to the problems it aims to resolve, making the situation worse for those it intends to help. 9. On violence and crime. The violent crime rates within certain communities cannot simply be chalked up to social inequality. Culture plays a significant role. 10. On the redistribution of wealth. The redistribution of wealth does not address the root causes of poverty. It merely masks the problems within the culture. These quotes capture some of the critical themes and arguments presented in Sowell's work, addressing race, culture, and the impacts of social policy. Read Black Rednecks and White Liberals summary at Bookie. https://www.bookie.app/book/black-rednecks-and-white-liberals. By Black Rednecks and White Liberals at Amazon. https://www.amazon.com/s?k=black+rednecks+and+white+liberals. By Black Rednecks and White Liberals at Kobo. https://www.kobo.com/us/n/search?query=black-rednecks-and-white-liberals-and-languages=n. Search Black Rednecks and White Liberals at WorldCat. https://search.worldcat.org/n/search?q=black-rednecks-and-white-liberals-and-offset=1.